Hi there. How are you doing? That's good. So what brings you here today? Oh, okay. So just for a general health checkup? Now, because you're new here at this clinic, I do just need to ask a few routine questions to set up your records. Is that all right? Okay, so I'm just going to run through your basic contact info. Let's start off with your name. Thank you. And your address. Okay. And contact telephone number. Good. Alright, so let's move into some questions about your general health. Do you smoke? No. And do you drink alcohol? Okay, how much a week would you say? Alright, and are you sexually active? Yes. Okay. What's your diet like? Oh, healthy. Okay, can you elaborate on that? How many fruit and vegetables are you eating per day? And how often would you say you exercise per week? Good. And how many minutes would you say you are exercising per each session? Alright. Okay, well, that all sounds quite good. Do you have any health concerns? Is there anything else you'd like to add? No? Okay. Well, let's move on. Right, so before I get started with the examination, I'm just going to put on these latex gloves. And if you'd like to just go and get undressed behind the curtain over there and then come out when you're ready. Yes, take off all of your clothes if you don't mind. Okay, then. You ready? Okay. Now, if you'd just like to come in and sit on the bed over here, I'm just going to start by measuring your heart rate. Now, I'm looking for a value that is between 60 and 100. Anywhere in there is quite normal. Now, to do that, I'm just going to pop on my stethoscope. And I'm just going to put this to your chest. I hope it's not too cold. That's good. Now just relax. Breathe normally. Just focus on breathing. Good. Good. Very good. Nothing to be nervous about. Alright. It looks like you are about 80. I guess you're a little bit nervous, which is totally understandable. Anytime you are thinking about your heartbeat, it's easy to make it go a little bit quicker because you're nervous. But you did a very good job, and regardless, 80 is still well within a healthy range. Okay, so the next thing I want to check today is your penis and your testicles. I like to try and get this out of the way whilst you are still relatively relaxed. So if you just want to stand up for me and continue to breathe normally. Perfect. So I'm just going to move in a little bit closer, and I'm just going to start by resting your testicles in the palm of my hand. Good. 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 And just gently rolling one of them between my finger and thumb. Just checking for any lumps or bumps. So, everything looks very good. Just continue to try and breathe normal. I'm just going to put my hands here. My hands on the base of your penis. Just feel around here. Feel a slight pressure on the underside of your penis as I just lift it up. Just examining and checking if it is nice. And healthy. Now I have noticed that you are beginning to get slightly aroused. That's okay. Just try to focus on your breath. Just remaining normal. It's a perfectly natural response. Just relax and... Okay, perfect. So your penis looks very healthy. I don't think we have anything to worry about there. I just want to continue examining your lower torso. I'm just going to put my hands on your stomach. That's it. Continue to try and breathe normally. And hopefully your erection should subside. You're just going to feel a slight pressure on your abdomen. And moving down into your groin. Alright, so far it all looks absolutely fine. I am slightly concerned with the amount of blood flow to your penis. It has become very erect, and it does appear to be leaking some precum from the tip. Let me just apply some pressure and... Yes, I can see you're in some discomfort and heightened arousal. I think perhaps we do need to try and reduce the blood flow in your penis before we can continue with the rest of the exam. Your penis has remained quite large. And I'm worried we won't be able to obtain accurate data for the remaining test should we continue. Now, perhaps the best option is for you to give yourself some manual relief. Yes, that's okay. I think this is the best course of action. Take your hand and just continue to move back and forth, up and down your shaft. Let me just hold this cup for you to empty into. That's it, sweetie. Up and down. Is that helping? Do you feel close to orgasm at all? No? Perhaps increase the pace slightly. That's it. Just relax. Work your hand up and down your penis. You're too nervous? That's alright, sweetie. Just breathe and relax. Okay, so I'm just going to call the nurse in for a second opinion. Nurse, would you come in here, please?
Oh, thank you, yes. I was just undertaking a general checkup, and as you can see, the patient began to get quite aroused. Yes, I know. I'm worried that if he doesn't get some relief, then the amount of blood flow is going to have some adverse effects. No, he's tried manual stimulation. But he's quite nervous, and I don't think he's going to be able to ejaculate using that method. Oh, well, I guess that is the next option. I mean, look at him. His penis is so hard. I just wanted to seek a second opinion.
Okay. So, Nurse Anna agrees that with such a strong erection, we have to move quickly to bring you some relief. The next step is to offer some visual stimulation that will hopefully bring you closer to the edge. If you just want to sit back on the bed and resume your manual stimulation, Nurse Anna will begin to undress. Is that better, sweetie? Seeing Nurse Anna unbutton her tunic. Look at those big breasts pushed together by that sexy bra. Can't you just imagine her warm body rubbing up against yours? Her lips locked on yours. That's it. Just relax. Close your eyes. Good. 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 Continue to stroke. Up and down. Breathe normally. Focus on your Anna's large breasts. Good boy. Anna's just going to unfasten her bra and just relax. Watch as her perfect breasts drop down against her. Her puffy nipples so cute. Is this helping, sweetie? Are you close? I can see you still need a hand. That's okay. Let me take over. I'm just going to wrap my hand around your penis and begin to stroke. Does that feel better, sweetie? Anna, slip off those pants and show the patient your cute little pussy. Oh, you like that, don't you? I can feel you beginning to squirm under my grip. That's good. So good. Now I'm just going to bend down and apply some stimulation to your penis with my mouth. Is that okay? Good. 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 That's better, isn't it? Your penis is beginning to throb harder. Are you gonna come for us, sweetie? Anna, get in here. Let him suck on your breasts. Oh God, you're still so hard, so big in my mouth. You like Nurse Anna, don't you, sweetie? Her warm body nestled up against yours. Her her puffy nipples so juicy in your mouth. I can feel your clothes. Oh, I can taste the pre-cum. My soft lips sliding up and down the head of your cock. Do you like it when I stop and just lick the tip? Does that feel good, baby? My tongue tracing the tip of your cock, whirling around on your frenulum. Oh. That's it, sweetie. You're so close now. Can't take it any longer. You're ready to explode. Oh. Come on, baby. I want to make sure I help you. Come for us. Come for us now. Come on, baby. Ejaculate all over Nurse Anna's big tits. There's so much cum. So much. Baby. I can feel you still throbbing. Still leaking cum into my mouth. Oh, you've done such a good job. Thank you, Nurse Anna. I think the problem has subsided now. Let me just clean you up and we can continue with the rest of the exam.